我在去年结婚。
And it was one of the greatest blessings that God has given me in my life.
这是神在我生命里给我最珍贵的礼物。
And God has blessed me with His promise in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to 12.
神用传道书四章第九到第十二节的应许来祝福我。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 to 12, it says,
在传道书四章第九节到第十二节这么说，
Two are better than one.
两个人总比一个人好。
Because they have a good reward for their labor.
因为两人劳碌同得美好的果效。
For if they fall, one will lift up his companion.
若是跌倒，这人可以扶起他的同伴。
But woe to him who is alone when he falls.
但孤身跌倒，没有人扶他起来的，这人就有祸了。
For he has no one to help him up.
因为没有人扶他起来。
Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm.
再者，两人同睡就都暖和。
But how can one be warm alone?
一人独睡怎能暖和呢？
Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him.
有人攻胜独身一人，若有两人便能抵挡他。
And indeed, I am experiencing this amazing promise of God in my life right now.
感谢神，让我现在能够亲身的领会和体验神的应许。
I often feel like, you know, even though there's one body, I feel like I have four arms.
虽然我只有一个身体，有时候我觉得我有两双手。
Not that I'm an alien that has four arms, but that, you know, I could do a lot more. And even though it's just one person,
不是说我像一个外星人有四只手，而是我觉得我的生命里面有得了帮手，让我可以做更多的事。
Yeah, sometimes when we feel that way, we will burst into songs.
然后有时候我们这样想的时候，我们就会开始想要唱诗赞美神。
We made up the song called Two Are Better Than One.
然后我们就会自己编一首诗，就是两人比一人更好。
And we actually sang it yesterday.
然后实际上我与丈夫两人昨天就唱了自己编的小歌。
But before I was able to enjoy Two Are Better Than One, I've actually experienced a very long period of time of singlehood.
在我享受这两人比一人好的福气之前，我其实经历了相当长的单身的生活。
And some may ask me,Did I ever struggle?
然后有些人会问我说，你是否曾在单身的生活当中感到挣扎难受？
And the answer is yes.
我的答案是肯定的。
Since I was a teenager, every time when I went to the theme park with my friends and family, I would see a lot of couples holding hands and hugging, and I would always have like a strong desire to want to belong to someone.
然后在我还是青少年的时候，每当与家人朋友到游乐园去玩的时候，总是看到周围的人成双入对，不管是互相拉着小手，或者是互相拥抱，心里总是觉得说，我也希望能够有一个可以拥抱我的人。
However, that kind of desire would decrease as I plunged myself into God and into church.
但是当我来专心致侍奉神，在教会服侍神的时候呢，那个心里面的渴望就会降低。
But it would still resurface when I would go back to theme parks to visit again throughout the years.
但是每一年，每当我再去游乐园游玩的时候呢，看到同样的景象，心里面的渴望又会再次浮到心头。
When I was in college.
当我在大学的时候，
I also struggle when I saw my friends date or when I walk around campus and see other couples.
当我在校园里面看到我的同学在约会，或者是看到其他的情侣在校园上漫步，我的心里面也会有些难受。
But I was taught by church at the time to not to date for fun.
但是我听从教会的教导，不要为了好玩就去约会。
Or just because I was lonely.
或者是因为我觉得我很孤单，所以我要约会。
And that I should wait until I am ready for marriage.
我应该要等，保守自己，等候到我自己到适婚年龄的时候，再开始思考约会的交往的事。
My mother also advised me to wait until after college when I'm more mature, so I waited.
然后我的母亲也鼓励我应该等到大学毕业之后在身心各方面都更成熟之后再谈婚姻的事。
When I started working, I struggled when I saw my friends getting married.
当我开始工作的时候，每当我看到的朋友结婚，我的心里就会感到难过。
And when I attended my friend's wedding, I would often daydream about what my wedding would look like.
每当我参加我朋友的婚礼的时候，我就开始梦想着我自己的婚礼。
And I would, you know, daydream about whom I would marry.
我甚至开始幻想我将来的对象会是谁。
And at the time, I believed that God would arrange someone for me someday.
当时候我相信神有一天会为我安排适合我的那一位。
Because at the time, I was really busy serving God.
因为当时我全身投入教会的事工，所以非常的忙碌。
I believe that the best time for me to serve God was when I was single because I would have the time and not have marriage or kids' responsibility.
因为我相信只有当我在单身的时候，是我能够侍奉神最好的时间，因为那时候我没有家庭，还有养育儿女的义务与责任。
And a few years passed.
但几年过了
I was in my late 20s.
那时候我也快三十岁了。
I struggled a lot when my mother passed away.
当时候我的母亲过世，我心里面非常的难受。
Before my mother passed away, I had a very blissful family life.
在我妈妈离世之前，我有一个非常幸福的家庭。
And therefore, my life has so much love and support that I didn't feel like I have to have a significant other.
因为我有一个非常幸福温暖的家庭，所以我不觉得我有需要伴侣的感受。
But after my mom passed away, I suddenly felt a great void.
但是就在母亲离世之后，我心里面感到有一个空虚。
And I really hoped that I would have someone to be there to support me.
然后我真的很希望能够有一个人能够在我最难受的时候来扶持我。
But at the time, I didn't meet anyone that could do that for me.
但是在那段时间，我却没遇上任何人可以成为我可以靠的肩膀。
And in fact, not many people knew that I went through a really tough and dark time in my life.
但是到时候也没有许多人知道，其实我在内心深处经历了许多痛苦和黑暗。
And around that time, I started reading a lot of Christian books about dating and marriage.
所以在那个时候，我开始读许多基督教关于约会以及婚姻的书籍。
And some of the books I read were from an author called Joshua Harris.
然后我读那个 Joshua Harris 所出版的书籍。
He wrote a book called I Kissed Dating Goodbye.
他说我与约会吻别。
And also, boy meets girl.
或者是男生遇到女生。
And during that time, I share these Christian courtship and marriage concepts during SSCs.
所以在那时候的学生联会期间，我会跟学生来分享书中关于以婚姻为前提的交往的这些概念。
And at the time, a lot of people actually came to me and asked for relationship advice.
然后那时候也有许多人会私下来找我询问关于两性交往方面的问题。
And the ironic thing is that, you know, I didn't really have the real experience to share.
让我感到相当讽刺的就是，其实我并没有任何真实的人生经历可以回答他们。
And so I thought, you know, I prayed to God that, you know, it would be really nice if He can help me to get married so that I could help more people.
所以那时候我会跟神祷告说，神啊，如果你让我能够结婚的话，那我就能够真正的帮助更多的人了。
But then a few years passed.
但就几年又过了。
I was in my early 30s.
那时候我已经三十多岁了。
And at that time, I struggled a lot when many of the church members, pastor's wife, and my family members asked me when I'm going to get married.
然后那时候我的生活更加的紧张，因为每当传道娘或者是教会的信徒或者是婚介来问我说你什么时候要结婚的时候，心里总是非常的难过。
They all meant well.
他们都是好意的。
But that gave me a lot of pressure.
但是他们的话语却带给我许多的压力。
Because I could only smile and I don't know what else to say.
因为我只能苦笑却哑口无言。
And I was also discouraged.
那时候我感到非常沮丧的。
Because first of all, there weren't a lot of brothers around my age at the time.
因为那时候与我年龄相仿的弟兄并不多。
And secondly, I found out from a pastor that many parents didn't want their sons to marry a sister over 30 because of childbearing challenge.
然后那时候从传道的口中得知，其实有许多的父母不愿意他们家的儿子娶30岁以上的姐妹，因为是关于生育年龄的考量。
And I happened to be just over 30.
然后那时候我刚好过30岁。
And so when I was asked by the Mana magazine team to write an article about singlehood, the goodness of singlehood.
所以当有一天 Mana 杂志邀请我来写关于单身的好处的文章的时候，
I actually had to decline.
我必须要拒绝他们的邀稿。
Because I didn't have much, you know, positive things to say at that time.
因为在当时的我，对于处于单身，并没有许多好的建议跟想法。
And worse, my heart started to wonder.
更糟的是，我心里面开始思想。
Because I thought perhaps it is acceptable for me to maybe look outside of church under this circumstance.
或许就在我这。这婚事不顺的情况当中，或许我可以开始考虑在教会，以外的人来寻找对象。
Even though I did not have the actual actions of doing it.
虽然我并没有采取真正的行动。
But my heart actually thought about it.
但是我心里却是想过。
And it is a good thing that I actually prayed to God about this struggle.
那很感谢神，我当时候也将我内心的挣扎向神祷告。
And He stopped me from wondering.
所以神就停止了我。这方面的想法。
He had shown me in different ways to, so that I realized that it is good to marry inside the church.
神透过不同的方式让我明白，能够在主里完婚是神所喜悦的，是合宜的。
And so at that time, I went to play badminton almost every Sunday.
然后那时候我每个礼拜天都会去打羽毛球。
And then my nephews, they have a coach, badminton coach.
我的外甥有一个羽毛球的教练。
And the coach had once won number one in the world for mixed double. In the world championship,、mm-hmm. he won.Mixed double number one.
哦，然后这个网球教练呢，他是在世界羽毛球的世界杯的双打比赛得到冠军。
And so every week when I went to badminton, I would see him and I thought, well, you know, he looked really handsome.
然后所以每个礼拜我去打羽毛球的时候，我就看到他，觉得说，哇，他好帅啊。
And you know, every time he sees me, he'll say hi.
然后每当他看到我的时候，都会跟我打招呼。
And so in my mind, I was just wondering to myself, like, you know, maybe I can consider this person.
然后所以在我心里面，我就开始做白日梦，想说或许这个人也不错。
But of course, that's just thinking. I didn't actually went to ask or anything.
但这以上纯属白日梦，我并没有真的与他交往。
And then a few years passed.
几年又过了。
And one day, my nephew came to tell me. Well, we just were talking, and then he told me.
有一天我的外甥跑来跟我说。
He said, "Oh yeah, you know, one time, you know, the coach was asking me about you a few years ago."
他说，哦，你知道吗？几年前，我的羽毛球教练在问关于你的事。
At that time, the coach was already married with a kid.
那时候其实那个羽毛球教练已经结婚也有孩子了。
And then, so my nephew said.I was like, what did he tell you? What did he ask?
所以我就问他说，那他到底跟你说了些什么？他问了你什么呢？
So he said, well, during the time when he was coaching me, he asked that, you know, if you're single and whether, you know, he would have a chance if he asked you out.
然后他就说，我的教练问说，你的阿姨是不是还单身？他有没有机会约他出来，跟他一起聚聚？
And then I said, "What did you say?"
我问他说，那你跟他怎么说呢？
And he said, "I said, no way."
我说不可能。
She will only date people who are in church.
我的阿姨只会跟我们教会的弟兄约会。
And when I heard that, I was laughing so loud.
当我听到的时候，我狂笑。
I was like, "Wow, God, you really know me well."
他说：“感谢神，你真的知道我的心。”
And that He had protected me.
神也透过这种方式来保护我。
And I thought at that time that God was really, really humorous.
然后，所以我觉得我所信的神是个幽默的神。
Yeah, because He actually let me find out a few years later after the coach is married.
Yeah, 因为神让我在教练结婚之后，才让我知道曾经有过这样的对话。
And then a few years passed, I was in my late 30s.
然后几年又过去了，那时候我已经快40了。
I struggled even more when I saw my RE students and SSC students get married.
每当我看到我宗教教育的学生或者学生联谊会的学生结婚的时候，我的心里又更痛了。
So I thought to myself, maybe it's not God's will for me to get married.
我就开始想说，或许神的旨意是不要让我进入婚姻。
And if that's the case, then I should just submit to God's arrangement.
如果真是如此的话，我应该要顺服神的安排。
And I should start preparing myself, to be single for the rest of my life.
那我应该自我准备，将独身一辈子。
And one day I met a pastor's wife during a seminar.
然后有一天在叫一个讲习会的时候，遇到一位传道娘。
As usual, their usual question is, "So do you have someone?"
然后他们每当见到我的时候的老问题就是，你最近有对象了吗
？And I gave her my usual answer.
然后
No.
我还是将我的老答案给她，没有。
And then she told me, she's like, "I'm sure God would arrange someone for you, since you know you served Him faithfully all these years."
但是传道娘她说，我相信神一定会为你准备适合你的人，因为你是神忠心的工人。
So I kept that in my heart, and I've changed the way that I prayed.
所以听了传道娘的话，我放在心里，然后我也改变我的祷告。
I started for praying for my marriage since I was 16 when I attended the first NYTS.
从我参加第一次的青年神训班，在16岁那一年，我就开始为自己的婚姻祷告。
Because the elder at the time, like he encouraged us to marry in Christ and that we should start praying for our marriage.
因为当时候带领的长老提醒我们要在主里联婚，然后所以我们必须要为自己的婚姻祷告。
So since then, almost every day I would ask God, to arrange someone for me.
所以从16岁开始，我每天都会跟神祷告，求神为我安排适合我的人。
But at that time, the way I pray was very different.
但是那时候我的祷告是比较不同的。
At the time, you know, I always hear the pastor preaching about, you know, going to Africa, going to Africa, going to Africa.
因为那时候传道的讯息是要到非洲做圣工，到非洲做圣工。
So I pray to God, God, please give me someone so I could go to Africa to serve you.
然后所以那时候我的起先的祷告是神啊，请你赐给我一个可以让我可以一同到非洲侍奉你的人。
As if that was the only holy work I could do in my whole life.
然后好像就是到非洲做圣工是我这一生最重要的圣工。
And then in my 20s, I changed my prayer a little bit.
到我二十岁的时候，我将我的祷告文改了一下。
I didn't pray about going to Africa anymore.
我不再祈求要去非洲做圣工。
But I did pray to God to grant me someone who is really zealous in church.
但是我向神祈求能够在教会里面是热心工作的青年。
Someone who is knowledgeable in the Bible.
然后有大有圣经的知识。
And who would go attend all the seminars with me.
然后他可以跟我一起参加所有教会的讲习会、灵修会
so that we can also serve him together.
所以我们能够一同来侍奉神。
And then in my 30s,
然后当我三十岁的时候
I just asked God that he would grant me someone who would love him together with me.
然后只求神赐给我一个能够与我一起爱神的人就好了。
And then 2 years ago,
然后在两年前
the only thing I asked,
我跟神只求几件事。我只跟神求一件事
that God, since marriage is God's blessing, it's His promise, it's His institution.
既然婚姻是神所设立的，是神所应许的福气
So it is His will that we get married.
所以是神的旨意让我们能够结婚
Then just please bless me with His will.
所以求神以他的旨意来祝福我。
And I didn't list any more requirements.
所以我不再对未来的对象有任何的附加条件。
Yeah, back then it was verbatim. Every day I would list, give me this, 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 this.
在过去我祷告的为对象对将来夫婿祷告的时候，总是会加上许多的条件。
Yeah, so I realized that my prayer really changed over the last 20 years.
所以我发现说我在婚姻的祷告上，在过去二十年改变了许多。
So even though in the last 20 years I went through a lot of pressure of having a relationship or getting married,
虽然在过去二十多年来，我为了婚姻交往这件事情上面承受许多的压力。
And Also, even though I did have some pursuers, but my heart was always closed.
虽然说也身旁也有不少追求我的人，但是我的心总是封闭的。
So I always felt very like I lived a conflicting life.
所以我觉得我是过在处于一个矛盾的一个生活里。
On one hand, I yearned to have someone. On the other hand, my heart was closed.
一方面，我的心里面渴望能够有一个人陪我，但是在另外一方面，我的心却又是向人是封闭的。
So I knew that it wasn't God's time.
所以我知道那可能不是神的时候。
And my stepmom really worried about my marriage.
我的继母非常忧虑我的婚姻大事。
So she would always ask me.
所以她常常会问我。
And every time she asked, I just answered, "Please, just pray for me."
每当她问我的时候，我只会跟她说，请你帮我祷告。
And at the time, she would always say, "Just praying is not going to work. You got to do something. You got to get out there and find yourself someone."
然后我的继母总是会告诉我说，祷告是不够的，你必须要采取行动，走入人群，找个人好好交往。
Because the person is not going to drop from heaven.
因为那个人不会直接从天上掉下来。
But I told her, "Just please, please pray for me."
然后我只是跟妈妈说，请帮我祷告。
So I waited for God's time and waited and waited and waited.
所以我就不断的在等待神的时候。
At times, I lost my faith in God, and I've also doubted His love for me.
然后我曾经有对神失去信心，甚至怀疑神大爱的时候。
But after all these trials and testing, I learned that God has sovereignty over my life.
但是经历过一次又一次的挑战困难之后，我明白神在我生命当中所拥有的、所占有的那份主权。
So I should just trust Him, submit to Him.
我所需要做的就是信靠神、倚靠神。
Keep His commandment and continue to serve Him.
遵守神的诫命，不继续来侍奉神。
So about 2 years ago, the miracle happened.
所以两年前奇迹发生了。
God opened the heart of my husband.
神开启了我丈夫的心。
During music camp.
在声乐营的时候。
And it was really out of the blue.
然后其实这是完全，出乎想象的。
Because he wasn't signed up to come to music camp.
因为我的先生当时并没有报名参加音乐营。
But I happened to be leading the acapella group.
但是我刚好是带领那个清唱的那个小组。
And one of the brothers, last minute had arranged a trip, so he couldn't make it.
因为我们那个清唱小组的一位弟兄，他临时有事不能参加。
And so he only came the first day, and he had to leave.
然后他只来了第一天，之后他就离开了。
And so my husband Daniel happened to be there on the day one.And he said, "Oh, I can replace him." He just offered himself.
然后我的丈夫 Daniel 刚好第一天圣乐营的时候也在场，所以他说没关系，我可以代打上场。
And you know, I was thinking, "Well, I didn't ask."
然后那时候想说，我也没有问你啊。
But I didn't, you know, really want to be mean, so I said, "Okay."
然后那时候我也想说，既然有人愿意帮忙，那么我也不忍回绝。
And so he stayed, and during that time, you know, for, I guess, God just opened his heart when I was leading this group.
所以我想就在圣乐营期间，我在带领这个小组的诗歌小组的时候，神开启了他的心。
And so after the music camp, he started playing badminton with my family and me again.
然后在那圣乐营结束之后呢，他开始跟我以及我的家人一起打羽毛球。
And after 4 months,
四个月之后
，he finally asked me.
他向我开口了。
And so he texted me.
他打简讯给我。
He said, "Would you like to go ice skating with me?"
他说你想跟我一起去溜冰吗？
I said, "Sure, Janelle would love to go ice skating with us."
然后我说，对，Janelle 她一定会很高兴跟我们一起去溜冰的。
Janelle is my good friend's daughter.
Janelle 是我好朋友的女儿。
And there was a long pause.
然后她就停了很久。
And then he texted, "Actually, I'm asking you out as a date."
然后他说，实际上我是想要约你一个人约会。
And then I replied, "Why?"
然后我就问他说，为什么？
Well. We have 8 years difference.
因为我们两个人差八岁。
Meaning I'm older than him.
我比他大八岁。
And then there was a silence for 5 minutes.
然后就有五分钟的静默。
He wasn't prepared to answer that question.
因为他还没有准备好回如何回答那个问题。
So after 5 minutes, I texted, "Hello."
所以五分钟后，我就问他说：“你好吗？”
And he said, "Give me time. I need to think of what to say."
他说：“请给我时间，让我思考要如何回答你的问题。”
So after a while, then he said, "Well, I always wonder why you're still single. So I think you're a good sister. So I want to find out more about you."
他说：“我常在思考说，你是一个这么好的姐妹，为什么你到目前还是单身呢？所以我想要有机会来更加认识你。”
Then I asked him, "Are you serious?"
我问他说：“你是认真的吗？”
And he said, "Yes, I am."
他说：“是的，我非常认真。”
So I said, "Okay, then, how about we pray about it?"
我问他说：“那这样的话，不如我们来为这件事情祷告吧。”
It's good, because I wanted to, you know, ask God if this is His will.
因为我想要问神，这是否是神的旨意。
If it is, then open my heart too.
如果是神的旨意，求神来开启我的心。
I also asked him to ask his parents if they're okay with our age difference.
我甚至邀请我的丈夫去询问他父母亲的意见，因为我们两个年纪的差距比较大。
So I learned that it is important to have the parents' blessings before we consider moving forward.
因为我觉得能够有父母对我们交往的祝福，才能够让的前提之下，我才能够继续交往。
And praise and thank God that both sides' parents had no objection.
但非常感谢神，双方的父母对于我们的交往都持同意的意见。
So we started praying about it every night.
所以我们开始每天晚上为这件事情祷告。
And then I would say, "Oh, you know, at the end of the month, I'll let you know."
然后我通常跟他说，月底的时候我会让你知道。
So month after month, I will say the same thing.
所以每一月，一个月过了一个月，然后我每个月总是给同样的答案。
And after 3 months of praying,
然后在三个月的祷告之后
，I finally told him one night after badminton.
然后在打羽毛在打完羽毛球之后的一个夜里
，that I'm ready to begin courtship.
我跟他说我想我现在可以开始以结婚为前提的交往了。
And he was in complete shock because every time I talked to him is maybe give me another month.
然后我的丈夫听到非常的惊讶，因为他经常听到答案是再给我另外一个月来考虑吧。
Courtship is very different from the trend of dating nowadays.
以结婚为前提的交往与目前时下的两性交往约会是不同的。
It is a God-glorifying relationship with selfless desire to do what's best for the other person.
因为它是一个能够荣耀神的一个交往。
And also a relationship that's committed to purity.
而且这个交往过程当中是以纯圣洁是一个圣洁的交往的过程。
Yeah. And as I mentioned earlier, I read about this book called Boy Meets Girl by Joshua Harris.
正如同我之前说的，有一个作者他写的男孩遇到女孩的那本书。
It gives us a guideline of how to have relationship.
然后这本书里面教导我们在两性交往过程当中应有的一些准则。
So courtship begins when two people are ready to commit to relationship with marriage as the end goal.
然后所以这个所以当两个人有共同认知说这份关系是以结婚为前提的交往为前提的话他们才开始交往。
And the season of courtship was a wonderful time in which we refrained from physical intimacy.
然后这个特别的就是说在两性交往的时候他们是没有任何肉体的亲密接触。
And at the same time we will deepen our friendship, learn about each other's values and goals, and also interact on a spiritual level.
然后，所以我们能够在没有亲密接触的交往下，能够更加的认识彼此，然后也能够了解对方，然后也能够在灵性上面能够达到更深的一个的灵交的境界。
We also ask a lot of questions about each other.
然后我们也会问许多彼此的一些问题。
And we spend time together, we grow closer to each other, but all for the clearly stated purpose of finding out whether he's or she's the person God would have us marry.
然后我们会花时间交往彼此，更加的认识对方。但是我们所做的这一切，为的只是要知道说，这是不是神所要给予我们的婚姻。
And because we learned that if there's physical intimacy, then it will cloud our judgment.
因为当人与人之间有了亲密的肢体接触之后呢，那会影响到我们的判断能力。
So we set a defined season of courtship to 6 months.
然后所以我们就决定说我们要以结婚为前提的交往的时间为6个月。
And after 6 months, we would make the decision to either proceed to engagement or to stop the courtship.
然后我们说好六个月之后呢，我们将决定是否要结婚，或者是我们就停止交往，就做一般朋友就好。
So I share with him my boundary.
然后所以我跟他讲我的界限在我的尺度在哪里。
That there will be no holding hands until engagement.
所以在订婚之前我们不牵手。
And there's no kissing or pecking until marriage.
然后在结婚之前我们不亲吻对方。
Yeah, and also, the boundary was a protection for myself, just in case if he's not the one for me.
然后我之所以会设下这些尺度的原因是对我自我的保护，因为如果他不是我所要结婚的对象，那么我要保护自己。
And then I wanted to keep myself as pure as I could for my husband, whoever he may be.
因为我要为我将来的丈夫保守圣洁。
And lastly, in our courtship, we would read the Bible together over the phone and pray together each night.
然后在那段交往期间，我们每天晚上都会在电话当中一起来祷告，来读圣经，然后祷告。
So that God could be the center of our relationship.
所以神能够成为我们关系的基石。
And so in the first 2 months, I wasn't sure if he was the one.
然后在前两个月，我并不清楚他是不是就是我所要嫁的人。
And I can end here too. Can I end here?
Huh? Continue.
Oh, but okay. And Daniel actually became frustrated because he felt that I was distancing him.
然后到时候 Daniel 他对于他感到非常的沮丧，因为他觉得我在刻意远离他。
And he brought it up a few times.
然后他对我提了几次。
So I had to explain to him that, you know, we're in a courtship, not on a casual dating.
然后我跟他说，我们目前是以结婚为前提的交往，不是一般的约会。
Therefore, I needed to protect my heart, and I need him to help me protect my heart.
所以我必须要保守我的心，我也需要他来帮助我来保守我的心。
Because if I just, you know, give myself everything to him, then after 4 months,And he decided I'm not the one, then I'll be in trouble.
因为如果说在六个月之四个月之后发现他不是我们两个人不合的话，那我们之间的亲密的动作就会伤害到我。
And so right after that, then he told me that he doesn't need another 4 months, he's ready.
然后他后来就跟我说，我不需要再等四个月，我已经确定了。
Then I was thinking, oh no, I'm not ready right now.
但是我跟他说对不起，我还没有准备好。
And so I pray even harder.
所以我就更认真，更用力祷告。
And then I ask God, you know, I feel really bad for him, but at the same time, I can't give him anything more. So if it's God's will, please open my heart.
然后我为 Daniel 感到难过，可是我也没办法给他更多的。不能超过我的界限，所以我只能求神帮助我，让开启我的心，让我能够明白。
So a month later, we were having a conversation.
所以一个月后，我们又在讨论这件事。
He asked me if we ever do get married, would I consider quitting my job?
他问我说，如果有一天我们结婚的话，你是否会考虑辞职？
So that I would take care of him, and in the same time, I could do what I want to do, which is to serve God.
然后这样子我就能够一方面照顾他，然后二方面能够专心的做我想做的圣工，侍奉神。
I was really surprised and shocked to hear it.
当我听到他的话，我非常的惊讶。
Because I pray about this for a very long time.
因为这是我多年来的祷告。
Since my senior year of high school, I've always you know, wished that I could serve God in the RE.
因为在我高三那一年开始，我就一直希望说我能够在宗教教育的侍奉上面来服侍神。
But after I started working, I noticed that, you know, with the responsibility of a house and as a job as a public school teacher, I couldn't really become a full-time RE worker.
但是我知道说，身为一个小学老师，然后又家里面还有家里面的一些责任，我真的没有办法成为一个全职的教员。
So I was concerned that after I get married and I still have to go to work.And I probably would have not enough time to serve God.
所以那时候我曾想过，如果我结婚，然后还要工作，我可能就没时间来专心侍奉神了。
And so I asked God, you know, to help me out.
所以我求神来帮我开路。
Then after I heard Daniel's proposal, it's like a light bulb went on.
所以当我听到Daniel 他的建议的时候，我觉得好像一盏人生的一盏灯亮了起来。
It's like I knew that God answered my prayer.
我知道神回应了我的祷告。
So instead of being a full-time GA RE worker, I could serve God as a volunteer on the side if I'm a housewife.
然后，所以我可能不会成为全职的教会的工人，但是我身为家庭主妇的我，也能够成为一个教会的义工，来帮助教会的事。
So that I could take care of my husband and at the same time serve God.
所以我可以照顾好我的丈夫，也能够来服侍神。
And during that conversation, I felt that my heart suddenly opened.
然后就在那次的对话当中，我觉得我的心打开了。
And that was really a miracle to me because I was never able to control my heart to open or close.
然后对我而言，这是一个神迹，因为我未曾能够真正的有效来开启或封闭我的心。
And at that moment, I knew that that was God's will.
所以那时候我就明白这是神的旨意。
And there was another thing that really touched my heart.
然后还有另外一件让我非常感动的事。
When I asked Daniel, you know, why me?
我问 Daniel 说为什么是我呢？
His reply was that he wanted to find someone who is strong in faith in church.
他说我
so that he could stay in church.
他 Daniel 的回答是我想要找一个信心坚强的人帮助他能够留在教会里。
Even though that his parents doesn't mind him marrying outside of church, but he insisted that he wants to marry in the church.
虽然他的父母不会坚持他一定要在主内联婚，但是他相当的坚持一定要在主里完成婚事。
So even though Daniel may not be the person that I asked for in the list when I was young,
虽然 Daniel 不是我年轻时候的，不见得符合我年轻时候的祷告的对象的条件。
Someone to go to Africa with,
能够跟他一起去非洲做圣工的人。
But he's the one that God has for me.
但是他却是神为我预备的那一位。
And his determination to marry within the Lord really touched me.
然后他决意要在主里结婚的那个决志也相当的让我感动。
So a month later, we got engaged.
所以一个月之后我们订婚。
And 5 months later, we got married.
五个月后我们就结婚。
And after marriage, we often take our time to count our blessings from God.
然后我们结婚之后，我们时常会花时间来数算神给我们的恩典。
We also take time to reflect how much we have changed for the better since marriage.
然后我们时常在回想说，我们结婚之后，我们在各方面的改变。
And we both feel very blessed, and I could really feel God's love in our life.
然后我们能够感到，都觉得感受到非常的蒙神的福气，我也能够在生活里面能够更深的体会神的爱。
I learned that God surely blesses those who are faithful to Him.
然后我学到神对于那对他忠心追随他的人是蛮有恩典的。
And those who are committed to keep His command of marrying in the Lord.
然后神也是对于那些决志要在主里完婚的人是充满慈爱的。
And I remember Jeffrey flipped to the Bible, Isaiah 30, it says that, Blessed are those who wait on God.
然后我也记刚才 Jeffrey 他所翻的那段经文是凡等候神的人是有福的。
And I can attest that is true.
然后我可以证明见证说神的应许是真的。
So may all the glory be unto God's name.
愿一切的荣耀归给天上的真神。
Amen.
Amen.